Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring major Motown artists that had songs that did not chart very high. This half hour, we'll hear from Stevie Wonder, Diana Ross, Gladys Knight and the Pips, The Supremes, Martha and the Vandellas, Smokey Robinson, The Four Tops, and The Daz Band. All coming up during the next half hour as we feature major Motown artists with songs that did not chart very high.
Everybody, to clap your hands in this group. Come on! Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah! Now let me get myself together. Yeah!
to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Ooh, gotta get away from you fast as I can. Too much for me, baby, more than my heart can stand. Like a kid behind the wheel, you've been reckless with my heart. If I stay around, you're sure to tear it all apart. Send the road's got to end somewhere. Come to the end of our road.
Road.
Oh, just think about all those nights you left me at home lonely. You only did it 'cause you knew I loved you only. Running around with every girl in town. I'm telling you, boy, no longer will I be your clown. Said the road's got to end somewhere.
Motown Memory from Glass Night and the Pips, The End of Our Road, and then reached number 15 in the United States pop charts and number 5 in the Rhythm and Blues charts of 1968. Before that, Diana Ross with My Old Piano didn't chart in the United States, but it did reach number 5 in the UK in 1980. And we started with Stevie Wonder, High Heeled Sneakers. It only reached number 59 in the pop charts, but did hit a respectable number 30 in the Rhythm and Blues charts in 1964. You found the home of Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. This hour, we're featuring some songs from major Motown artists that didn't chart very high. Well, coming up, a song by the Supremes called I Guess I'll Miss the Man that didn't chart very high. Well, Berry Gordy, the founder of Motown Records, had stuck his foot in Hollywood's door at this time in 1972, and at this point, Lady Sings the Blues was soon to premiere. He put up $140,000 for a production of the musical called Pippin, and he recouped his investment many times over during that period of time. Well, Berry released the original cast album on the Motown record label while lifting 3 of the songs for his star roster. One of the 3 was recorded by the Supremes called I'll Guess I'll Miss the Man, and it became the first song from musical Pippin to be released on a 45. It hit the streets before the musical opened on October 23rd, 1972. Well, I Guess I'll Miss the Man was produced by the corporation's Deke Richards and Shirley Matthews, and it was a top 20 AC hit, but it barely made a ripple on the pop charts. Well, here are the Supremes, I Guess I Missed the Man, right here on Motown Memories.
I guess I'll miss the man. Explain it if you can. His face was far from mine, but still face and wonder if he's missing mine. He never smiled enough, but though his words were gruff, I liked his shy, sad glance. I never told him so, but then I never got the chance. Some men are heroes, some men outshine the sun.
Take it one heartbeat at a time.
Smokey Robinson, a pretty tune, One Heartache, and they reached number 10 on the United States pop charts from 1987. Before that, Martha Vandellas with Live Wire, reaching number 42 on the pop charts and number 11 on the rhythm and blues charts from 1964. And we started with the Supremes, I Guess I'll Miss the Man. It only reached number 85 in the United States pop charts, but did hit a respectable number 17 on the adult contemporary charts from 1972. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring some major Motown artists with songs that didn't chart very high. Well, coming up, the Four Talks with Yesterday's Dreams right here on Motown.
Yesterday's dreams, today are all sorrow. Just like your love, girl, fading away. Yesterday's love won't last till tomorrow. I know you're leaving, but what can I say?
Tom Fallon plays all the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Jazz Band with Let It All Blow, and that only reached number 87 on the pop charts, but number 9 on the rhythm and blues charts, and number 3 in the US dance charts in 1987. Their big hit was Let It Whip, and Daz stands for Danceable Jazz. And we start with the Four Tops in Yesterday's Dreams, and that only reached number 49 on the pop charts, and number 31 on the rhythm and blues charts from 1968. Well, this half hour will feature major Motown artists with songs that didn't chart very high. Coming up after the break, we'll hear some more major Motown artists with songs that didn't chart very high. So keep it right here on Motown Memories.